Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, here we go with PM Team picks for week 14. Pony, Muller, Donnie on our PM Team podcast page. Malzy with several balls in the air, trying to balance making good picks while also being a dad today. That's why you hear him remote. Donnie sitting across from me. Right now, I have a comfortable lead over these two. Malzy has a small lead on Donnie, correct?
No, it's a tie ball game between me and Don. It was a brutal week for all three of us. 0 for 3 on money balls. We all made 2 points. So, Pony, you have a 16-point lead, 54 points to 38 for each of us. But going on tiebreakers, Big Bad Don will be picking last this week, as I did beat him 2 weeks ago.
Okay, tonight's game is in Detroit. Cowboys now 6-5-1, feeling fine after beating the two teams in last year's Super Bowl in the course of 4 days. Detroit coming off that home loss to Green Bay. Overtime win over the Giants before then. This is their third straight home game. Both teams have equal rest. It's not a short week because they played on Thanksgiving, so they got a full week to ramp up for it. Detroit, a 3-point favorite, and I like them. I like laying 3. I don't know how I would feel about 3.5. I like that it's only a field goal. I think the Cowboys are not as good on the road as they are at home. They won both of those games against the Eagles and Chiefs in Dallas. On the road this year, they lost to Denver by 20. They lost to Carolina. They lost to Chicago 31-14. I think it's a different animal here, and Detroit desperately needs this game. I think they win it by more than a field goal, so give me the Lions. Malls?
I'm actually going to go with Dallas here because one of the key things is Dallas is playing still on an indoor carpet situation, and so that's a fast track for them. That's them getting out and trying to run and score, run figuratively, because we know they want to pass the ball too. Detroit, they've gotten strafed defensively lately by quarterbacks that I think are similar in ability level to Dak Prescott, and they can't run the ball, Pony. The interior of that Detroit offensive line is a major problem. They had a guy try to come back with a torn hamstring out of retirement to shore it up. I just had a guy at Sam's Club yell Malzy at me because he knows exactly what I'm doing right now, so that's funny. I just think the Cowboys are actually decent at stopping the run right now. They're going to get after the interior of that Detroit line. How about them, Cowboys? I'll take Dallas.
Pop for Sam's Club and a terrible look for BJ's and Costco, Donnie, that they are not where Malzy's headed today.
Hold on. I'm a member at all three. It's just I go to different places.
Oh, he's got the trifecta package.
Oh, yeah, Pony. This is the Holy Trinity.
This is what happens when you've got endorsements coming out of your pores, Donnie. Yeah. You can
You're
be a member
to
of all three.
All of those.
All right, who are you going with, Don?
In sports, you like to ride the hot hand at times. And even though I haven't had very good weeks the last 2 weeks, that team that has been my hot hand has been the Dallas Cowboys. I picked them +3 or +3.5 against the Eagles. They won outright. I picked them +3.5 last week against the Chiefs. They won outright. I'm going to pick them again +3 tonight. I think they're going to win the game outright.
All right, so I'm the lone wolf on Detroit. Malzy abandoning his favorite NFC team. Let's go to Buffalo, Bengals, and Bills. Bills, a 5.5-point favorite, Malzy. Who you got?
That's a weird line because I do think the Bills do the one thing really well that the Bengals just really have no way to stop. I mean, the Bengals did an okay job on Lamar Jackson and that Ravens team, I thought. But it was also just the Ravens shooting themselves in the foot as my son now growls at me like he's a dinosaur or an animal. Here's my problem for picking Buffalo in this game. That's still a big number, and Joe Burrow is playing with confidence. And it's like, my only question is, are the Bengals going to have the ball enough times to keep this within 5.5? You know what? I'm going to play the same tune I did with Dallas here. I think Dallas and the Bengals are two of probably the five teams that if they somehow get into the playoffs, you wouldn't want to see them. I'm going to pick them plus the 5.5 here, even though I think Buffalo could just control this game with James Cook.
Don?
I'm going to go with Buffalo here. I think it's around a touchdown. I do think that Cincinnati is getting a ton of love. I mean, a bunch of people here in Pittsburgh, I'm sure plenty of people in Baltimore, are suggesting that Cincy will just run the table now because they won a primetime standalone game on Thanksgiving.
Yep.
That all of a sudden they're a good football team. They have a great quarterback. Thanks, Joe. They have a great quarterback. They're not a good football team. I think that Buffalo will be able to keep them away a little bit because we're absolutely due for a Joe Burrow masterclass, and Cincinnati still finds a way to lose. And I think Sunday could be a perfect example. Give me the Bills.
5.5 is a little dicey. Darius Slay has decided not to show up for the Bills. I actually think that's a positive for Buffalo in this game. You wouldn't want him out there against Chase and Higgins. We saw how that went the last time the Bills played the Bengals. I'm with Donnie. I think their ground control style. I mean, the Bengals defense gave up 283 rushing yards to the Bears. And the Bills are the analogous rushing team in the AFC this season. I like them to get hot. I think the Bills are dangerous again. Favorites to win the AFC currently. They win this game, they're at 9-4. They start to put a tiny bit of pressure on New England, who's off this week. I like them minus 5.5. All right, the oldest rivalry in ball, Donnie. Packers and Bears. Green Bay, a touchdown favorite against the 9-3 Bears. Who you got?
That just feels like it's a little bit too much to me, where, you know, the Packers could win the game, but the Bears are a better football team than what I gave them credit for. I mean, they went into Philadelphia last week, a spot where we all thought they would get slapped around, and they were the ones that had the open hands doing the slapping. I mean, that like they went in there and they punched the Super Bowl champs in the mouth for 60 minutes. Two guys ran for over $125. The team is 5-2 this year on the road against the spread, by the way. It just seems like too many points to give a team that's pretty good. I'm going to take the Bears.
I'm going to go with the Packers. I'm going to just keep picking against the Bears until I'm right. I still want to believe they're a fraud. They didn't look like one against Philly. Green Bay got its mojo back against the Lions. Their top 10 offense, their top 10 defense. They're even getting more wide receivers back with Jaden Reed, who's expected to play. I think that I want to see, hey, look, it's a tough thing to do to go into Philadelphia and win. Now the bullseye is on Chicago. They're in first place. They're not the hunter. They're the hunted. And I think Green Bay puts its foot down in this game proverbially and wins by more than a touchdown. I'll lay the big points. Malzi?
What's the number again here? I was
7.
Just checking out Thick Cut Bacon. Ugh. I don't know, man. Like, there's a lot of analogs, I think, between what the Packers... Well, the Packers obviously are the more explosive passing game than Philly, which is a disaster offensively. But it was easy for Philly to be terrible offensively because Chicago didn't let them have the ball. I think Donnie makes a good point about it's a standalone game, like, or the Bengals in a standalone game. He made that point in the Buffalo thing, kind of impressed people and got people falsely believing. I'm maybe going to drink the Kool-Aid here on the Bears. I think that's just a really creative running game. I think it's just a guy orchestrating it at a high level in Ben Johnson. And I think that, even if they don't win, I think their ability to run the ball consistently is going to keep this game close, even if Green Bay ends up beating them because they're more explosive with Love. So give me the Bears and the points.
All right. Another lone wolf situation for me. Let's get to Sunday night. This is it for the Chiefs. I really don't think they can afford another loss. 3.5-point favorite against a red-hot Houston team. I'm actually going to lay the points with Kansas City. It didn't work against Indy because they only won by 3, so the hook did them in that game. Houston does look diabolical defensively, but the Chiefs are 5-1 at home this year, and they've won 5 straight. And let me ask you guys this question. If this were a playoff game, would you feel comfortable taking Houston? I wouldn't, because I would just say in Mahomes we trust. And this amounts to a playoff game for the Chiefs. That's why I'm picking them to win by more than a field goal. Malzi?
I'm actually going to take Houston.
Wow.
Here in this one. I am, because at some point you've got to, like, knock out the champs, right? I know they didn't win it last year. They got there, though. So for the AFC's purposes, you don't just win on points, right? You got to KO the champ. Champion's advantage. Is there any team right now that strikes either of you more as suited to, like, deliver a literal KO punch on defense to the Kansas City Chiefs than Houston? They are violent, dude. Like, they are a violent, violent football team. I think they could absolutely get after Patrick Mahomes to the point where, as we've seen, like, in past years, like, the thing that's gotten him is just relentless pressure. He does wilt, just like any great quarterback. Brady, that was the same recipe. And Houston brings it off the edge. I like the way they're playing. And, you know, you said that it's the Chiefs' last stand. Houston could run down their whole division if they keep it going. That's plenty of impetus there. I don't think they're great offensively. I think we all know that, but I think the defense, at bare minimum, keeps this to, like, a nail-biter game. I will, again, take the points in the Texans.
Yeah, Malzi and I are together again because I
reunited
think,
and it feels so good.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're staring at a field goal game here either way, and the hook could loom very large because even though the Chiefs did stand up and beat the Colts when they really needed to, it ended up being a very close game. I think it's the same thing again here. So I will take Houston getting the 3.5.
All right, Moneyball time, Donnie. This point counts. This pick counts double. Who you like?
I am going to go to an AFC South matchup that, for a while through the 2000s and the 2010s, it was one great team beating up on one bad team, and then sometimes it turned into a bit of a house of horrors for the team visiting. Jacksonville is getting 2 points against the Colts. And I am going to take the Jags here because I think they're going to win the game straight up. It does feel like to me that Indianapolis, it took them a while. I will give them credit. They are still way better than I thought preseason, but they are starting to leak a little bit of oil in Indy.
Okay.
And I think Jacksonville is going to take that extra step in their run to an AFC South crown.
All right, back to me, right?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know why I said Mulsey there.
Well, you might have to run through some of the games, and I'm just going to pick one completely at random or just fade Donnie in this. So we're going to figure out how I have to do this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I am going to take the Eagles as a 3-point favorite Monday night in LA against the Chargers for my money line or for my money ball pick. I don't like that Justin Herbert is now going to try to do the Aaron Rodgers bit of playing with that broken hand. He's already got a horrible offensive line to begin with, and we know how disruptive the Eagles can be at the point of attack with what we've seen from Jalen Carter and the gang there, what they did to both Detroit and Green Bay a couple of weeks ago. I know the Bears ran the ball down their throats, and the Chargers do have a great run game coordinator, but I think that injury means all the difference. It's also a home game for the Eagles. That stadium is going to be 95% Eagles fans. That's why I love laying only 3 and not more in this game. Give me the Eagles Monday night against the Chargers.
Oh, boy. All right, Pony. I have a couple I'm eyeballing. You know what? I'm going to do it. Even though this team, I think, has burnt me before, I'm going to go with the Seahawks as a 7-point road favorite against the Falcons. I just think the Falcons stink. I think the Seahawks, there might be still a little undervaluing of them because of what the Rams did and how bad Darnold looked in that game, even though they almost won it on a field goal anyway. I still think that's probably one of the 4 or 5 best teams in the league. I detest the Falcons. I know they can get after the quarterback, and I know that heating up Sam Darnold is the way to actually turn him into bad Sam Darnold again, but I just feel like this is the time of year when like the really, really good teams tend to separate themselves and that their performances sort of indicate as such. I am actually going to bank on that happening with the Seahawks. Give me Seattle -7 as a road favorite here. I'll lay those points.
All right, Donnie, you have to pick Steelers and Ravens because you'll be doing a Donnie Football Friday with Joe tomorrow while we pick this game. This is usually a field goal game. Vegas doesn't agree. Ravens -6 in this matchup of 6-6 teams.
Oh, man. I don't know if there were two teams that were in a competitive spot in the NFL last week that looked worse than what the Steelers and Ravens did. The Ravens did get the extra rest compared to Pittsburgh. They got to stay at home. I mean, I think this is just about right. You know what? I'm going to take Baltimore and lay the 6 points. I think we're looking at, like, I don't know, a 19-10 type game, 19-12. It's going to be ugly, but I do think Baltimore will be the better team.
All right, there you have it. Our picks. Malzy, enjoy Sam's Club.
Tony, I always do. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you for listening to our picks on the PM Team podcast page.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.